Hey, everybody. Welcome to In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is episode 276. This is the second time we've done episode 276 because we recorded episode 276 and I realized after we were done that only one track of our two-track recording actually recorded. So this is our second go-around on this. So maybe the Lord will give us something even better than he did the first time, although I don't know how that could be. But we were just talking about prayer and about how great it is. And I think I made a statement, Marie, that this is a privilege that we have to pray, that prayer is not a right, R-I-T-E. It's a privilege. It's what a God we serve that allows us to come unfiltered, unrestricted, unfettered into his presence, casting all our cares on him, for he cares for us.
Yes, he is wonderful and amazing, and we are his creation, and he wants to commune with our creation. He wants them to know him better and all of that. So we were just talking about that it's a privilege.
Yeah, that we have a confidence. I think I had read this one. I had read 1 John 5.
Right.
This is a little short passage in 1 John chapter 5, starting at verse 13. It says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God." Mm-hmm. And by the way, just believing in God, that's how we're saved.
Yes, isn't you
know,
that something?
Yeah,
yes.
just that. Yes. You know, people have, over the years, have added things to, well, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Right.
You have to be baptized. You have to, you know, show some sort of sign gift or speak in tongues, or you have to join a church. You need to have some sort of prophetic ministry or calling. All those things are not requirements for salvation. Even baptism is not a requirement. We get baptized as a public statement to acknowledge our agreement with or our obedience to the ordinance of baptism since Jesus was baptized. But baptism does not save us. Baptism is not a requirement of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We get baptized once we are saved as a means of identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But our salvation is essentially unconditional. It's unconditional on our part. He even gives us the faith to believe. If I'm being honest, our salvation doesn't even come with, it doesn't even require our faith from us. It's faith is required. You know, the Bible lets us know that we're saved by grace through faith, but the faith is a gift of God itself.
Isn't that
amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's you know, I always use the analogy that my mother used to give us when we were kids. Used to give us money to go to the store to buy a gift for her for Mother's Day. And for Christmas. I mean, we didn't even have the money to buy her a gift on her day, in her honor. And it is, and
so
that's
how
just,
could we be so
right
when we didn't participate?
Exactly. Yeah. We right. had nothing, right. nothing to do with it other than the fact that maybe we got to choose which gift it was. But if she only gives us so much money, even those limitations and choices are limited, you know.
But God loves us. He loves his
exactly.
creation. And so, and he's not necessarily going to destroy us because we don't, you know, do whatever. But you know, he loves us. He wants to have communion with us.
Right.
And, that's amazing when as we grow, and which is what we're striving to do is
right.
grow and just see all the benefits of just trusting God.
Yeah. And he goes on to say that he says, so that these things, I'm in 1 John 5, verse 13, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know
yes.
that you have eternal life.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And just what you were just saying, verse 15, kind of, actually 14, I need my readers here. But it says that this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Yes.
And we know, it goes on to say, and we know if he hears us and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request, which we have asked from him.
Right.
So basically the Lord is just saying to us, you here's the confidence that you have. Here's the assurance. I like that word, the trust that we have, that if we ask and pray according to his word, which means to be, I often say, to be a good prayer warrior, you need to be a good Bible student.
Right.
Because praying without reading the word means you're not really praying the word.
Right.
You're praying your words, but you're not praying his words. And we need to learn to pray his words, say his words back to him.
Right.
Agree with what he's saying.
Right.
Affirm what he is saying. And be on board with what he is saying, and then we can rest assured that we're asking for the right things.
Right. And I've been around people or engaged with people that would say, "Well, that's just how I feel. I know what you're saying, but that's not. I don't believe it's that way." You know.
Yeah.
We have that. I've heard that quite a few times. Not understanding that it's not about you.
Right, right.
And he's God.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And prayer, I think one of the things that prayer does is it causes us, we mentioned this earlier in our unrecorded podcast, that prayer brings us to a position of submission.
Submission, yes.
It causes us to come to grips with our dependence on him, our vulnerability, the fact that we can't do this by ourselves.
Exactly.
Sometimes God will bring situations, I believe, in our lives just to chase us to our knees, you know, reduce us to our knees, so that we have to call on him to realize that you can't do this without me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so, wow, that's just really something. So let's pray right now. Lord, we just thank you for the privilege of being able to share your word with those who are listening. We ask, Lord, that your word, and we know and we stand on the promise that your word will not return void, that it will fulfill what is supposed to accomplish. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we ask that you be glorified in all that we say and do and think. And Lord, may your people be edified as we give glory to you and as we give you honor and praise in our worship and in our prayers. We thank you. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and please join us next time for In the Word Podcast with Willa Marie. And feel free to shoot us a comment or question at intheWordPodcast@gmail.com. That's intheWordPodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and thank you for listening.